Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This week, I'm still Chris Paul, here with Tabitha Jones.
Still Tabitha Jones.
Kyle Honhorst.
I'm still alive.
Not hot Jeremy Shear.
No, I'm not hot.
And special guest this week, Final Four finalist, Finalist Forest, Adam Janovac.
Hey, that's me.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for braving the ice and snow tonight.
Yeah, no, I drove to Lodi earlier today. So
gross.
Yeah, it
Lodi,
was gross.
I barely knew her.
This is off to a riveting start.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Really appreciate that slice of Lodi comedy.
Thank you.
People in Lodi are loving it. They're loving that joke. They love
They're always walking around using that joke.
Yeah, that's what they do in Lodi.
Well, it's Lodi's favorite son is Jay Bach. So you definitely have
Lodi. I barely load ear.
I like that Adam genuinely couldn't keep it together.
I think that's funny.
Well. Look, I've heard this podcast. Adam is my audience.
Adam, say hi to Chris Klim for us.
Hi, Chris Klim.
Yeah. How are all you Klimsters out there this week? Adam, you're in the
I know, it's crazy.
Finals.
Crazy in the finals. I don't even understand.
You're of the meanest of boys and girls.
Yeah, I don't quite understand how it happened. It's probably cuz I actually tried to write jokes and stuff like every week for every battle. So maybe that helped. And I had like I actually like went to people to like edit what I was writing to see if it was actually funny.
Well,
like I actually bounced it off of people.
No, I'm glad to hear that effort was put in and it paid off.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
It's so weird how that works.
Yeah,
put in a little effort and it
you
works.
Try,
crazy.
Yeah. You try and something happens and it's okay. And you're like, wow, all right.
Learn something new every day, you know?
So since you've learned that this works, have you tried to apply this to other avenues of your life?
Nope. Just to writing jokes because apparently that are jokes about other people because apparently that's all I'm good at. Oh, I was good at the compliment fights too when they used to do compliment fights.
Did you do like backhanded compliments though?
No, I did very genuine compliments because it's really easy to just make up a nice thing to say to somebody and then kind of make it funny. Yeah. I feel like it's harder to make up mean things to say to somebody that I don't know. I usually just want to resort to either doing like really childish insults or just straight up blaming them for crimes.
Well, who'd you battle? You had a pretty easy pick in there with old Rusty Blake Quinsel. And who else did you battle?
Drew Malkins.
Oh, yeah. You could blame him for having some people in his basement.
I mean, I mostly went like incel and like also bad at fucking for him. And then for Blake, I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Blake walks like he survived being in Drew's basement.
I mean, you could.
I thought that was me because I saw him walk the one time and I was like, maybe I could do a bunch of limp jokes. And I was like, but maybe he just had something wrong with his leg that day. You know, maybe
you know he got that limp from a coat hanger, right?
Survived abortion.
Yeah.
Only the strongest.
There's at least 14 Marilyn Manson songs about him.
Yeah, that would have been good to know beforehand that he was like an abortion refugee.
No, I think it was. I think it was a car accident.
Yeah, I'm totally full of shit. But it was while his mom was pregnant. It was a car accident.
Shit. Full circle.
A car abortion.
So what have people been saying about you? I mean, honestly, we have no direction for this podcast. So
yeah.
We just got to keep it afloat. Like, what have they been calling you? Like,
no, just like stuff about me having a mustache when he used to have a mustache. That was like all like Blake's entire fucking that was all of his jokes were mostly mustache related.
Yeah. You came in here so like, shiny.
Oops.
So just buffed and bare.
I was wearing a ridiculous cat shirt though. Like
that
I had
too.
To Like, he could have just made something up on the fly about that, right? I'm sure that would have killed.
And he didn't. And he that's did why not. You won.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that show up to these things like, these are the jokes that I have, and that is all that I have.
Mm. Yep.
And unfortunately, Blake was one of those guys this time.
I mean, I wrote a bunch of jokes for Drew that, like, I just, like, that didn't make the cut. I mean, I could probably, if I wanted to, I could just, like, half-ass, like, these next couple ones, but I don't think I want to because, as we've already established, apparently effort, me trying to do something, I'm actually kind of good at it if I actually try.
I wouldn't go that far to say you were good.
All right, well, not totally.
No, I'm joking. No, I really enjoyed it.
I mean, look, you were better than Blake this time.
Yeah. I think I did way better in the first round because I kind of knew Drew, you know.
But oh, for sure.
In the second round, not so much. I think fucking, what's-his-face, Phil? I think he's going to kick my ass straight up. Like, he always comes out there. He already knows what he's going to say. And, like, he has, like, his jokes already ready. Like, he actually memorizes them and shit. And, like, I don't do that because I drink too much. I smoke too much weed. I don't remember shit that happened to me in the morning.
Nah.
Like, I sometimes show up at a place and I'm like, am I supposed to be here right now? Like, well, I might as well just start doing something.
Like, I've seen people, like, memorizing their jokes just backfire on them, though.
Yeah.
You know, all they got to do is, like, hit their weed pen, like, three too many times.
Yeah.
And, like, stumble the tiniest bit. And then they are, like, hurting because they don't have any sort of reference at all.
I did that when I went to New York at Roastmasters. I fucking ate dick because I tried to, like, they sent out an email, like, you know, Jeff Ross watches all these. Memorize your jokes. And, like, everybody took a note card up there except me and, like, my second joke. I fucked it up.
No.
And, like, oh, my God, this guy just did not. In a way, he was good, but he wasn't that good. I could have beat him.
No, yeah, I'd rather people have note cards if it's going to make them deliver a joke perfectly.
Better. Yeah. What's better, you think, note cards or like just looking on your phone? Because I got that list thing on my phone. And I just check them off.
Or
you know?
Team either. Yeah. Well, like, yeah. Whatever your medium is. Like,
I think the Cleveland Comedy Festival had that class clown contest, and one of the teachers one year was like, "Do not use your phone. Fucking like use like a notebook and note cards." And I was like, fuck you. So I told the guy I was with, like, use your
phone. I would lean
phone.
Towards, I think a notebook comes off better than a phone.
Yeah, or, like, note cards. Because
you're just so used to seeing people just staring at their phones and shit. Like, it just kind of, I don't know. It when someone's looking at their phone, it kind of screams, like, goofing off. But if you're looking at a notebook, I think it just feels more researched or some shit to me, at least.
Okay, boomer.
Damn. Yeah. That was sick, bro.
Oh shit, Chris Damn. Is literally on fire right now. Somebody get a fire extinguisher.
No, he's putting out the flames with his tears. Don't worry.
I bet you at like 7:15 this morning, Jeremy decided he was gonna say that to me at some point during the podcast.
He's just
today.
Been waiting
yeah,
for the perfect
he was just waiting.
Moment.
He's
yeah,
like,
I had that.
If
in the
I
chamber.
Catch a fucking whiff of him talk about technology, I'm going to hit him with this okay boomer.
Yeah, I got it on my way to my office job. That was it's like, oh, I can't wait. Tonight is the night where I'm going to call Chris Paw old.
Yep.
I think you fucking got him. You fucking got him, though.
I think you're older than me, too.
Yes, I am older than you.
All right, boomer.
All right, boomer.
All right, boomer.
All right, boomer.
Look how young and hip I am. All right, boomer.
All right, boomer. It's all right, boomer.
It's all right, boomer.
It's all right, boomer.
What are you, 39 with two-year-old teeth?
Some of them.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
Yeah. I am 39 with two-year-old teeth.
Yeah. We got our teeth did the same year.
Oh, good. Well, I figured that's why the show started. It was to get your guys' teeth fixed.
Yeah, because
that's why I brought so many people when I was in the tournament. Because I was like, man, I can't look at these fucking guys anymore. They need to get a job. I'm going to fix their teeth for them.
Fun fact, it was easier to get when I lost my job.
Fair.
The government owns these teeth.
Yeah. We did have a GoFundMe for the teeth. Was that like while we had the podcast?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember you guys talking about
it. Yeah,
that
it was
podcast.
After because it was we were doing radio and stuff at the thing by then.
We did a whole segment on the GoFundMe on college radio,
yes,
which actually was successful and it did pay for my teeth. So
nice.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Started a GoFundMe for a new dick.
What are you, 38 with a 2-year-old dick? In your mouth.
If only.
Is that okay to do? Can I call people pedophiles?
Absolutely.
Yes. Nice. We encourage it. Yeah.
Nice.
The meaner the better.
So seriously, like, it's a good idea to just accuse them of crimes.
Yeah.
It's right. Yes.
If you you should take it a step further and like make your own newspaper.
Yes.
And like have each article be like feel about like each joke.
Look
and
at
be
this.
Like, no.
It's Zodiac
true.
The real BTK.
I think it's especially good because I believe everybody in this final is using their real name.
Ooh.
Nice.
Good.
So when in places of employment Google them, they should find these newspapers.
Yes. Yeah, make a...
All right. Yeah, make a bunch
a
of...
realistic-looking newspaper where Phil Eckerode is the Zodiac Killer.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Get Wernowski to actually publish them.
Here's a list of Phil Eckenrode's crimes against humanity.
Just shows up in a manila envelope on his desk.
One of the
day.
Better Comedy Central roasts was the, what's his fucking name? The Danny Tanner from Full House. What's his real name?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. The Bob Saget roast would, Gilbert Gottfried just went up and started screaming, Bob Saget raped and tortured a girl in 1963.
Right? So it is funny. All right.
Have you ever seen, anybody ever seen Gilbert Gottfried live?
No.
Oh, my God. If he ever comes, just go. Like, I enjoyed him so much. I saw him do like 15 minutes once, and I was just in tears. It was so good. I didn't think I'd like him that much. I've seen him on TV, and I'm like, he's funny, mm-hmm. but in person, man, it was just like that the whole time. I was just falling over laughing. I love Gilbert Gottfried.
He's notoriously cheap.
What?
Mm-hmm. He's notoriously cheap. Frugal. He's a frugal gentleman.
Jeremy, you comment on that?
Are you sure that's that's not just casual anti-Semitism being bandied
Is
about?
Is he Jewish?
He's one of us.
I never would have guessed.
He's not Jewish. The character that he plays on stage is very Jewish.
Yes. Though.
That's how it works.
Everything. That bird from Aladdin. Old Jew bird.
Iago, right? Totally Jewish. Do you see how big his beak is? It's right there,
Whoa.
Man.
Whoa.
It's all out there.
Oh, that's sloped beak.
Jafar, what is the conversion rate for shekels with all this treasure?
That bird has no business near the Gaza Strip. Get that Jew bird out of here.
I enjoy our time together because neither of us eat pork. Maybe stop.
Holy shit. I want to see just a entire comedy special of Jeremy Shearer doing Gilbert Gottfried, doing the bird from Aladdin.
I had foreskin, and then I didn't have foreskin.
Sound like Bob Kenner.
If the bird from Aladdin was a potato.
That's actually kind of eerie. That hit like exactly right to be like, that's... concerning, actually.
Oh, man.
Is Bob Kenner just doing a bit too? That's not how he actually talks in real life. I never talked to him on stage before. He's too
wondered.
Intimidating.
You know how many people we know have wondered, is this a real?
Is this a bit?
Really?
Or is this how they are as a person?
It'd be really easy to do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure. First time I ever saw Marlon, I thought he was just really nervous.
I'm still not convinced that Marlon's not doing a bit the whole time. He's just very compelling performer.
I was gonna say, that's like, I've heard almost everyone be like, man, wouldn't it be awesome
it would
if
be.
Like Marlon just gets in his car and is like, fool them again. Like, oh, man.
It's after spending 2 hours trying to explain to him how something works, I can assure you it's not a bit.
No, Marlon's just the fucking Andy Kaufman of our time.
Yeah, he went to some super liberal college where he's performing. He's doing a documentary about Cleveland comedy through the eyes of a retard.
He just loves to wrestle women.
He's the new Curtis Cook.
Little does he know, everyone sees Cleveland comedy through the eyes of a retard.
I've never claimed to be an intelligent man.
Not a smart man, but I know what love is.
I'm drunk most of the time I interact with you guys, so like, I don't know who's being sincere anymore.
All right, when I see Adam and he can like fully operate a car, I'm like, weird.
Yeah. Years of practice.
Well, I can tell you, Adam, sincerely, we all we think this juice stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it, there's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along. They should be at each other's throats.
Yeah, could you imagine
a bad guy?
And cut. He's like, get this fucking bird away from me. They just go separate ways.
This
don't talk to each other at the craft
claim
table.
To my birthright. Get it out of here.
I'll peck your eyes out.
Oh, God damn.
You goddamn mongrel.
No.
Oh, my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last episode.
Man, you guys are welcome.
Tabitha's
my pleasure.
Firm stance of no!
Jesus.
Yeah!
That's Curtis small. Was right.
Yeah!
We confused being mean with racist.
It's kind of the same thing. I mean...
Stop saying it.
Stay tuned for next week's episode.
It's like trying Never to call someone it. A dickhead by saying Richard Cranium.
It's how it works. We can edit it out if you want.
Oh, for the record, no. All but right. Also for the record, too far, buddy.
Yeah.
The views same of the, stance. Keep going.
That's the views and opinions of Jeremy Shear.
Do not necessarily reflect those of everyone else. It doesn't matter if you laugh or not. That's not damning, right?
Right.
That no, it's not damning. That way. It's not damning. Like it is. Like that is how the thing works. You say the thing, and it makes people laugh. But
I was more panicked. I was like, oh no.
It was very funny to hear.
Make no mistake, I was delighted.
Those words are very funny together.
I
would have preferred it in the car. Kyle's completely walked away from the show. He's on the other side of a closed door right now.
No, he needed another beer, and he asked me if I wanted a beer, and I was like, yes, I do.
I was just in a complete white woman's tizzy. Like, yeah.
Oh, hey, Mr. Burgatroy.
You see it all the time.
I'm sure you've heard worse things off mic come out of it.
Yes, but I react the same way.
Yeah,
just
she
like,
really does.
I react like a 45-year-old mother when she hears Nicki Minaj. I'm just like, no, no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, honestly, if Tabitha was more Italian, she'd smack me, like, just every single time.
Every time.
She's not happy with me 95% of the time.
I'm waving
go,
my finger.
That was too much, and then I double down and laugh and laugh.
I walked away. Are we still being racist?
We're justifying our racism right now.
Oh, I can't. So the name like Hot Horse, like I'm just...
Now that you run a comedy festival, it's like, oh, sheer, knock it off.
I'm not supposed to say something now.
It's always been like that.
The fact that we can sit down at the same table, you know, Jew and
Han horse.
Murderer. It's good, you know, making strides. I do it for the people. I'm like the chocolate-loving German and like the Lederhosen and whatever, just galloping around eating chocolates. I'm not Nazi Germany.
Of the Swiss.
No, he's Augustus Gloop.
Imagine what we could get away with if we had a black on the show.
Well, I don't think we'll ever have one if you call him a black.
I'm just over here, a benevolent Polak, just like, please let the German and the Jew just leave me alone.
Eventually, they'll just cancel each other.
Or one will cancel the other and then never talk about it again.
So do you ever worry about losing your day job, Adam?
No, because I do utility pole surveying.
Oh, they don't care.
Contract work. They don't give a fuck what I do.
Yeah, you have to be racist to get that job, right?
Yeah, that's like one of the first things that they make you do is like they make you take a test to see which skin types are okay to talk to. And if you fail that, you don't get the job. The trick is... because it's always on. It's always printed black and white because they don't actually have. They can't afford color, so you just always like just pick the dark side. You know, that's how you get the jobs from the utility pole service places.
So you climb up the poles?
No. I just measure them from the ground and I make a map.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I guess
it's really, really boring. But I don't have to talk to anybody all day.
I feel like somehow we passed over something about he climbs up the darker poles.
No, you don't talk to those. Like those are the people that that you don't like talk to while you're on the job.
Right,
and stuff
unless
like
they
that.
Talk to you first.
No, you can't. You're not allowed. Yeah, I'm microphoned all the time. So and they know that if I talk to someone of color, because you can hear it in their voice.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now. Because it's serious. Like, I don't condone it. Like, I don't want to lose my lunch lady job. I would never
just
work for your company.
It's a fucked up industry, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Make a lot of money just serving a bunch of racists.
I need to get you a lunch lady job.
When I was in the Marines, like,
you want a lunch lady job?
To kill millions of people for a bunch of people for oil. So, like, how is this different?
It's not.
It's the murder, I think.
I zoned out completely.
I don't know if
they,
I don't know
oil
if these companies
murder.
That I'm working for are or aren't murdering people, but, you know.
Where did you go?
He was in the military.
Where were you sent?
Oh, like all over Iraq?
Which war?
It was called Operation Enduring Freedom. Did you
Enduring
know that?
Freedom.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you
shock
endure that freedom.
Mm, it was after 9/11. Yeah, and then I think March, 19th, on my birthday, the president, George W. Bush, all hail.
George W. Bush.
God bless him.
He was like, we're invading Iraq now. And then we were like, fuck. And then we all invaded Iraq.
That's,
go, Marines, go!
That's awesome. We talk about that for about 3 hours.
I wasn't there, but I remember it happening just like that.
What's the craziest shit you saw over there? I mean, like, I had a friend, he was like, yeah, they fuck goats, or, like, sheep, or, like, I saw people
that,
fucking animals, and I was like, whoa, that's real.
Fucking many animals, but, a lot of those people live in, like, literal mud huts, like, things that they've made themselves out of just mud.
Literal mud huts with literature written all over them?
What?
I don't know what he's talking what about either, mean? Don't worry.
I feel like that's more offensive than anything I said.
Yeah.
I'm just confused by that.
I would rather edit out what I just said.
Well,
I like when the racism's so bad that I just don't understand it.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about being white.
I feel way better.
I don't know.
These are like actual houses like made out of like just clay and mud or whatever, like not mortar. And there's just like a window and like a doorway. And then that's where they would live. Like that was their house.
Man, a spider could just walk in at any time.
Yeah, or scorpions.
No.
They have
yeah, those are bad, too.
How big were the scorpions?
I saw one that was, probably, as big as my fist.
Did you see a spider, eat some weird shit?
It was underneath my sleeping mat, actually. When I woke up in the morning and rolled my mat up, it was like, oh, giant scorpion. Nice.
Were you there for, when they tore down the Saddam Hussein statue or raided the castle or any of that stuff?
No, No, I mean, I was still over there.
Well, I guess thanks for your service. But I anyways, guys.
I wasn't in Iraq.
Can you talk about, like, the masturbation situation? Because I'm sure you guys were all beating it, but...
Oh, yeah, I jerked off in a fighting hole.
So, like, you're like, hey, Charlie, turn your back, and then you're just... I gotta crank this out,
like,
and you just...
It was, like, really early in the morning, right? And I had to do... Got to do gun watch in case, like, shit goes down. And, yeah, I was like, well, this is really boring.
Charlie!
Just caught that?
No, I'm fucking captivated over here.
I'm sorry.
Please continue about you masturbating in a hole.
Yeah.
Keep jerk-off stories. Everybody loves those.
Keep them coming. Come on, come on.
So I was in the fighting hole, and not a lot of smoke or anything, and I was getting sleepy. And I was like, well, there's one good way to stay awake and jerking off. And, like, so I just stood up because it was dark as shit. And I had night vision goggles on so I could look around, right? And I could scan to see if, like, anybody was coming besides
you were.
Me.
Wait, did you forget? Did you forget that anyone else that was coming would also have night vision goggles?
No, they, like, the seriously.
Look at Jana back.
The Iraqi people are, like, pretty much, like, mostly, like, they, it was not a good army by any means. It was mostly, like, it was mostly just, like, people that were, like, hey, please don't invade our country. You know what I mean?
And
like,
if
somebody invaded our country.
Yeah, we're going to invade your country, though.
I don't have a choice.
I mean.
Orders are orders.
Could win Iraq or West Virginia?
West Virginia. Hands down.
I mean, I think that's pretty much what we did.
They probably got more guns, yeah.
West Virginia. Everyone from West Virginia goes to the army.
Anyway, so I jerked off in the middle of the night in a fighting hole.
Thank you.
Wearing night vision goggles.
Multiple times?
I came on Iraq.
Nice. Thank you for your service.
Iraq and roll.
And pissed all over that country.
So wait, you were doing it to stay up. Why did you finish?
Why not? Because, I mean, I was already, like, close, and I was like, yeah. My shift was almost done, so, like, why not drop a load and then, like, sleep real peacefully, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Peacefully in a war zone.
Yeah.
I hope the microphone picks up me just, like, watching all of this with my mouth wide open. It's like...
You just kick some dirt over your cum and it's fine, as long as you don't get it on the gun, you
kick
know?
Some dirt.
You just
get it on the gun!
I always wanted to tell that story and then just change the ending to, like, I did come on the gun. Or, like, when I came, I put my hand, like, you know, whoa, because it was such a good orgasm that I, like, doubled over, and then I hit the trigger and just, like, shoot, like, a bunch of grenades out of this grenade machine gun.
And that's how Osama bin Laden died?
And that's how I got a Medal of Honor.
That's why they wouldn't show his body. Adam's cum was all over it. Obama was like, all right, let's just sweep
that. Let's
say
we sent the SEAL team in or something. It was way too much cum.
If it was only a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to have to bury him in the ocean.
Yeah.
And then that fucking bird from Aladdin flies over. Oh, my God. This carrot is just covered in cum. Janovic! You monster!
He knows you by name just from seeing your cum.
And that's actually the true story of how we won the war. You're welcome, America.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
The song is written by a draft.
Those
Roger.
Men
George
who
W.
calm
Bush.
Their guns.
I'll prove this message.
That bust that nut for me.
Mm. Yes.
It probably.
That would be a much more wild approach to war.
Yeah.
I mean, especially very religious countries where there's like, we gave up. They just kept coming at us. There were just 400 white dudes at the top of the hill just jerking
all
off.
All jerking off. Their dicks were all out. We couldn't look
Goddamn
away.
Goddamn Americans.
It's like the live action gay bomb. It's like, look at us. Look at us. Yeah, you like this infidel dick, don't you?
They have to take their own lives because they do, in fact, like our infidel dicks. They're like, oh no, I've committed a sin against my God because now I like infidel dicks.
That's the part no one ever mentions. Is it the 70 virgins waiting for them or just all Star Wars nerds?
Hey, a hole is a hole, and you're already in the kingdom of heaven, so
So I'm it's
try some things out.
It's the best.
You're
there for
out.
Eternity, you know.
Yeah, I'm just trying some things out. Mm-hmm.
You've already made it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't sin anymore.
Your hand is stamped. They cannot kick you out. Yeah.
This is heaven. This is where you're supposed to do the sick yeah. shit. Unjudged. It actually sounds really great.
Yeah.
Maybe, but that's not. Wait, is that how it works?
I'm hope sold. So.
I want some infidel dick.
In heaven, you don't need lube. That's all I'm saying.
In heaven, you don't need lube. Is that the title of the episode? I think we got a title.
Sure. I think we got
Make
it.
Make sure it's with Adam Janovac. In heaven, you don't need lube with Adam Janovac.
I approve that. That's fine.
It's been spoken into existence.
So we should probably, what else? So you masturbated in a hole, you're in the military, you're a Marine, right?
Yep.
For the listeners at home that
tip
don't know.
Tip of the spear.
Yep, I was the tip of the spear.
It's funny, I was just saying a few episodes ago, I've always thought of Kyle as the tip of a spear.
I can't remember what that was referring to, but yeah, I remember that. That was the last episode that was kind of shitty, but I thought it was okay, actually, after listening back to it. We're like, oh, that one sucked,
yeah,
you know.
Whatever.
I was with artillery, so I didn't actually shoot my gun ever, except for my dick. Pew,
pew. So you just dropped like a mortar in and just were like, boom, yeah, and it was like, ah, maybe I killed
I
some kids, maybe I didn't.
Nerd. That's what I did. I fixed all the radios, and then like those guys shot all the big guns, and I was like, I'm trying to sleep, stop shooting, stop killing all those people.
So is it like, because I've talked to people like in the military, and there's like two types of people. There's like the people are like, yeah, I was a badass motherfucker. And then there's like people that are like, yeah, the military's a lot of waiting in line. Like, and it was just really
sucks.
Boring, and
it's
you're like just
getting,
kicking around dirt.
It's a lot of getting yelled at and then doing unnecessary tasks just because you have to. You're like, can I do this a better way? And they're like, nah, you have to do it exactly
Did you?
Way.
Was there anything that you felt was unnecessary in training that actually saved your life or anyone else's life in Iraq?
Let's rephrase that to, do I feel like there was anything necessary in training that saved my life or anyone else's? And no, there wasn't. Like, it was all like just useless breaking you down and like, here's how to shoot a gun. All it was like, shoot a gun, follow orders. That's so what, yeah, so like, yeah. I don't know, just a lot of emotional.
They can really
mental
just break
trauma.
It down to like, look, it's pretty serious out there, yeah. So just follow directions or die.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I guess I follow directions good.
Do you think you could lead the four of us into combat and be able to overthrow a small city?
Fuck no.
No? Is it because we're fat?
Fat and out of shape. I don't have time to teach you all
this
shit.
I mean, I can shoot a gun already, so I mean, I'm good there.
Let's say we challenge another podcast to a friendly game of Capture the Flag. Mm.
Airsoft
would
guns.
You be our leader?
No, real guns. Real guns.
Real guns.
Yes.
Depends on the podcast. Which podcast are we talking about?
I don't know yet. I just
Alex Jones.
I didn't have one
God.
In mind.
I mean, yeah, sure. Let's
who
do it.
Who do we hate?
Everyone.
I don't know who's
I
doing.
Mean, Josh,
a...
Josh Lawhorn was more gung ho of a Marine than me. I think like he's probably a better candidate than me.
Yeah.
If you wanted someone.
See,
to
but like I
want to
be like,
terrifying.
Hey man, this is a great
Does
hole.
Seem
like
more organized.
Let's jerk off in it.
Yeah, you're like, hey guys, if you guys need to jerk off, there's a great hole. There's mountains. If you look over there,
the
they look like titties.
That's the only way we're gonna make it through.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. There's not a lot of great places to jerk off around here. I think we should just forfeit.
Let's get those white flags out, and then we can come at them.
If we all come on this
prefer,
flag enough, it'll turn white.
I still prefer Adam as our leader in this scenario.
Absolutely.
I like your style more.
Thanks, man.
Lawhorn can lead some other shitty podcast. What's a shitty podcast around here? Who's somebody that's
the fantasy boys?
Ideas for shows and stuff like that.
Oh, what? That podcast. Live ammo.
Oh, yeah, you're doing that new roast battle, huh?
What, me?
Yeah, that other roast battle show they're throwing up.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but I didn't realize Adam was in it.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that, too.
Oh, well, fuck you. Get off our show.
You're not the leader. You're not the leader. Go jerk off by yourself. Oh, man.
No, I don't care. I just hope more people get involved. I mean, hopefully it's good for us. What is it? It's a one-day thing, like...
You know what? I have no idea.
There.
It's not until February. I assume I'll get more details. They told me to post some stuff on Facebook. And I was
Don't do it.
I already did it.
Tell them no.
I already did it.
Retroactive.
And guess what happened?
Delete it.
Nothing. No, I guarantee nobody even saw it.
Cancel the night and the night before.
Cancel the night before. I'm super excited, guys. It's going to be a great show.
Trust us. Man. It's a real pain in the ass when people do that.
Oh, yeah. Think about that. Yeah, they're going to probably have two people cancel.
Yeah.
You think... There's like a lot of people doing that show. Is that one night?
I don't know. Let's just plug it. Let's do that. We're such gentlemen.
I don't know where it's at. Go ahead, Adam.
I don't know.
Fuck you, Chris.
I said we're gentlemen and Tabitha.
Oh, I thought you said we're such gentlemen, Tabitha.
No, I'm saying like and Tabitha.
Okay, thank you.
We'll just, Dave Flynn on the show, so I'm sure that'll...
We'll just plug.
He'll show up 3 days late.
Plug that. Go to... where is it? Bullshit at?
I don't even know.
The Bottle House.
So go to the Bottle House and check that out.
Yeah, just show up.
Yeah. Sometime. And then...
$15 a ticket.
Oof.
Is it?
Oof.
I can't wait for somebody to say fag and... the Bottle House Brewery and Tap Room and just have it just shut down. Yep.
There is an art to getting away with saying fag. Here's a tip. Suck a lot of dick for years without telling anyone first.
Right, yeah, that works for me too, I guess.
Wait, can't I just admit to doing something that I never did? If I'm doing it in
don't
secret,
cancel me,
anyways,
like I'll blow you.
Do you need like a references of dicks that I suck in order for me to have like proper credentials?
I'll vouch for you, dude. I'll vouch for you. I'll just be like, yeah, if you want to use it, like, no, he can use it because he is
one.
Yeah,
I took a shot in the mouth from Kyle that one
dick
time.
Dick bibliography.
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
Yeah. If not a name, at least like a chart, like a size color chart.
Girth.
Like. Chris can get away with it because I've smelled his breath when it smells like bleach. So, all is well. He's fresh off
gross.
A kill.
Fresh off a kill.
Hops in the car. Hey, fella.
That is.
Thanks for picking me up, Jeremy.
That is not true.
He had to think about it.
That is.
He doesn't invite me over when he has his fellas over. So.
Why would it smell like bleach? Like I'm going to be ignorant here. Like do you rinse your mouth with bleach to kill the AIDS?
Cum smells like bleach.
Cum smells like bleach.
I don't think so.
Sometimes
it does if you have a bad diet.
Oh well, see, Kyle. Not everyone's bleach smells like Frosted Flakes. There's wet mushrooms.
Yeah, mushroom soup.
That's one.
Cream of mushroom.
Yes.
Okay.
There's.
Is the pineapple thing real, Chris?
I don't know. I've never paid attention to what it is.
Just open up a can of crushed pineapples for the guy first.
I bet it was not. Just like green tea.
No, I think there's something to it, but it's not like right before.
Yeah.
It has to be a steadily part of your diet on a regular basis.
That's why all those like healthy buff like gay dudes are just getting it because they're just like their cum tastes
like
great.
Fucking candy. Come on.
That's the secret to being gay.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say no one's cum tastes tropical no matter what their diet is. I think it's
white, but you think it would be pink from the way it tastes.
Oh, shit.
I think there's a base level.
You weren't kidding. They are $15.
Yeah, dude, really? That's what I saw. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and shit on them. Like, I mean, maybe a little bit, but yeah, like I saw the price. I was like, man, that's a tough sell for a shit show of a...
Is it a whole night?
I don't know, man. You tell us, dude. We brought you on here.
You don't know. We're not on the show.
I like Adam.
If you win the belt,
bucks.
You cannot lose that show. Like, just know, like you have a team of runners.
We'll take it away. Yeah, we'll take it away if you lose that.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, we're getting into some real WCW versus WWF bullshit if you lose the title or someone else's show. It cannot happen.
No, it will
but,
not. So, yeah.
I think the summary here is there's a base level for the taste of cum.
100%.
It can only get worse. It doesn't get better.
I mean,
it's like
until you run into someone. Have you ever got someone with real bland cum?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, as someone who has, it's very startling.
Is that a good? I would assume that's a good thing.
It's like actually kind of jarring because, like, legit, like, I mean, if I, like they just come and you're like, oh. Is that it? It's there?
Is it
just spit? No, that's your
just
cum.
A neutral taste.
A very neutral cum. Like just it's nothing. Yes. I don't know.
It's kind of like when you swallow like allergy snot.
Yeah, 100%. It's just that real thick spit.
Anyways, guys.
I was thinking like when you go to dinner and you have a water and a Sprite and you drink the Sprite thinking it's water and you're like, oh, shit.
Base? Yeah.
That right. Seems...
That's a little less disgusting.
Yeah.
Put it.
So that's how Tabitha and I decided to start our band, Neutral Cum Hotel.
All right.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
thanks,
coming
Adam.
On Iraq.
Everyone else, just find Ad Hominem Attack Show on Facebook for updates on show dates and locations. That'll do, pigs.